A Jewish Journal article. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Guiding Teens to Make Positive Life Decisions. If one wants to understand the full scope of Jewish Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Los Angeles, JBBBSLA, look no further than Melody Wachel. As Melody explained in a blog post on the nonprofit's website, she first joined the organization in 2016 after the passing of her dad in late 2014, when she was just 14 years old. Growing up as an only child and suddenly losing my dad at such a young age, my mom thought having a big would be a great opportunity for me to have someone I can look up to and to be a guiding light during tough times, she wrote. Most people know JBBBSLA, which was founded in 1915, as a provider of mentorship matches exclusively to Jewish youth who need the support, guidance and understanding of a mentor. But there is so much more to the organization. Take the case of Melody. She started with JBBBSLA as a little, meaning she was matched with a mentor, Melissa. She also participated as a camper at the organization's Camp Bob Waldorf and trained as a Teen Talk advisor for the Teen Talk app. She then moved on to serve as a college guidance participant and JBBBSLA scholar, which allowed her to receive financial assistance for college. Although it's been years since her mentorship days with Melissa, they still have a close bond. Matching a young person with a mentor is a process that JBBBSLA takes very seriously. Amanda Rykoff, communications and outreach manager, said, "We don't match for convenience or expedience. We match for quality. That's why our success rate is so high and long-lasting. Our average match length is 3 to 4 years, and although we only ask for a 1-year commitment, most matches continue much longer, and some even go on for 5 or 10 years. Typically, a parent calls up the organization after a life event has occurred because the parent believes their child could benefit from a mentoring relationship. JBBBSLA will do extensive fact gathering and conduct an interview with the family and the child, as well as interview potential mentors. We are not babysitters, and we don't tutor or function as chauffeurs or nannies," said Rykoff. "We are here to help children and teens who are struggling with a range of issues, such as socialization or loss, or the need for additional role models. Our role is to help them make positive decisions in their lives." The pandemic has not been easy for JBBBSLA. Much of their work had to be done via Zoom. Students were spending hours in front of their computers for school, Rykoff said. To get them to spend even more time with a mentor online was often a challenge. Recognizing the role that cell phones play in the lives of teens, JBBBSLA partnered with TeenLine, a nonprofit that provides emotional support to youth, to create the Teen Talk app. The app provides a free, anonymous, safe space for teens to request support from trained peers and learn from others with similar experiences. It's available to download on iOS and Android devices for teens ages 13 to 19. JBBBSLA also runs Camp Bob Waldorf, which is nestled on 112 acres in the Verdugo Hills of Glendale. Each year, more than 1,200 underserved youth from LA participate in one of the camp's summer or weekend programs. Activities and experiences are grounded in 4 important values: community, inclusion, identity and respect, which campers put into practice each day as they learn new skills, develop their interests and make lasting memories. "Our thorough process to make the right mentoring match takes a bit of time," Rykoff said. "And there is a waiting list for matches, especially in the Valley. Our history has shown us that the wait, if there is one, is well worth it. The relationships that JBBBSLA form last years, and sometimes a lifetime.